Hello, land of boo and all that kind of stuff. Welcome from Auckland and welcome from my hotel room here in Parnell, in Auckland, where I am for 3 days. What a long day. It's almost 8 o'clock in the evening, and I was up, finally went to sleep about 11:30 last night, and then I was up at 5:30 in the morning, so not too bad. My alarm was set for 6, but for some reason I just woke up suddenly at 5:30, and that was it. I decided to get up, get ready, and do all that palaver, and then picked up a work colleague, and we went to the airport, and got into Auckland about 5 past 9. We got in a little bit earlier than we first thought. So that was cool. And our meeting, day one of our meeting, started at 11, and that finished about 5:15. And we've got an 8:30 start tomorrow, so I'll be leaving here at about 7:30 in the morning. So, yeah, looking forward to that. And tomorrow we're going out to a Mexican restaurant for dinner. Can't remember the name of the place, never heard of it before. Caught up with the parentals. Mum and Dad drove up from Huntley, and they got stuck in traffic, actually. So I was standing outside waiting for them to turn up. They arrived about 6 o'clock. By then, everyone else had gone. That was okay. And we went to the Cock and Bull for dinner, and had this pretty nice beef stroganoff. Quite nice, although not big enough, really. And yes, and even Mum agreed, and she said that it would have been nice to have a bigger portions, but it was quite nice. And then we went to the Wadi Fadi, otherwise known as the warehouse or the big red shed, and did a couple of things there. So I am here. Mum and Dad have just left, and I'm all alone in my room, in my hotel room. I wonder what mischief I can get up to. Probably not much, to be honest. So I thought I would sort of go around the room, and you can sort of, get a audible layout of this place. I can tell you that I'm not on the same floor or the same room. For those of you who were following me on Twitter last year, I didn't have audio boo then because I didn't have an iPhone. But for those of you who have very good memories, I was in 404. I was there for 3 weeks. I was working in Auckland for 3 weeks. And I flooded the bathroom on my last day, a kind of a farewell gesture on my behalf, although I really didn't do it on purpose, seriously. But there we go. But I am not on the fourth floor. I am on the second floor. I won't give you my room number just in case somebody decides to stalk me. I wish. And I first thing that I noticed is everything is the complete reverse of room 404. So this will be interesting because I remember 404 completely. And so, everything is exactly opposite. So I'm pretty sure that won't be too much of a problem unless I'm half asleep or something. So I'm standing at the main door, which I will open just so you can hear it. That's the door that goes out. And I've just shut the door. Don't worry, I won't do a Ray Charles. For those of you who have read his autobiography, Brother Ray, you'll know what I'm talking about. And these doors open with a card. It's a little swipe card. Most places have the swipe cards these days anyway. And they at reception, they cut a little corner off to know which way the card is supposed to go in. The only problem with that is each receptionist I've come across in the 3 weeks that I was there and this time cut a different corner. So you never know which way it's supposed to go in. This time the corner goes in on the right-hand side. A couple of times it's been on the left. A couple of times, I'll get it out eventually, the cut corner faces outwards. So it's a bit of a guessing game, but the thought's there, I suppose. But some hotels and motels require the card to be stuck in the wall to power the lights and all sorts of other things. this isn't the case. This card only opens the door, and we have normal light switches. We do. We have quite a few of them, actually. We have, I don't even know where they are, because they're all turned off anyway, and I don't really care. So we're in the main sort of area. So I take a couple of steps, and on my right-hand side, and here's a light, and that's a little area for the shaving plug thing. I am now in the bathroom, kitchen sink, with some water pressure here, and we have a bath and a shower all in one, which is awesome. I don't have a bath at home. I only have a shower, which I like my showers in the morning, but you know, sometimes it's really nice to sort of have a relaxing bath in the evenings, and I can't do that where I am. Now, one really cool thing about this shower is if I'll turn on the tap. Now, you hear the water. That is running in the bath. Now, there's a little lever just above the tap, so if I push the lever up, it doesn't really make any noise. Oh, yeah, it does, if I do it loud enough. Down, up. Now, if I turn the knob, I better move out of the way. Ooh, I've broken the tap. I've only been here 5 minutes. Why isn't the tap? There we go. Whoa! Yes, and I just drenched my shirt. Never mind. It'll dry. And so that activates the shower. So you've got to kind of remember, if you're having a bath or shower, to sort of adjust the lever. So that's the... Oh, my God. My sleeve is soaking. So that is the... On the right-hand side, I've moved back to the door. See, on the left-hand side is a little alcove. Hello, hot water cupboard. And then going further is the kitchen, where there is a fridge, which is empty. No mini bar, but that's okay. We don't need a mini bar, because mini bars are evil. Over here we have a microwave. Oh, it's just like mine at home, actually. And we have a thing that has on top coffee, tea, sugar, all that stuff, which I won't touch. Further down on the we have a cooker, and I won't be doing any cooking here. Don't need to. On the right, is the sink, and above that is the cupboards where all the plates and all these exciting things are. So we'll move out of the bathroom. Out of the kitchen has a sliding door, which I'll shut, and I'll also shut the bathroom door as well. No real reason, just habit, because I always keep them shut when I'm at home. Okay, so we're now sort of in the little corridor by the main door again, with the kitchen on my left, the bathroom on my right. It's an interesting thing. You know, you could use that for a song, perhaps. Anyway, I'm walking forward, and I am now in the lounge, less echoey. I will now close the door to the lounge. Lovely soft carpet. Bang. I'm back to the door. If I reach my left arm behind me, we have a telephone. So I can use that to ring my room service for breakfast in the morning. Now, directly opposite the phone and a little to my left is a kitchen table with about three chairs. I can't count. One, two, miss a few, 99, 100. One, two... Three cheers. Yep. My memory's not so bad after all. Gosh. Okay. And on the left-hand side, and on the right-hand side, sorry, is the closet. And I've already taken the fan out of the closet because, you know, it's really warm up here. And it's funny hearing Aucklanders complain how cold it is. So I've taken the fan out so I can cool things down. Also in here is a few extra blankets, an ironing board. I won't be doing any ironing. And in the other one, there's two sliding doors here. Two sliding doors. There's the pillows and some, no coat hangers. That's the first time. Not that I need any of those either. Okay, so going back to the door. If I walk straight ahead from the door, I walk into a lounge suite. There's a couple of seats here. There's a couch. It's a two-seater couch. Anybody want to join me for State of Origin tomorrow night? Watch Queensland kick butt. And in front of the... that's a weird design. In front of the couch is another chair. Two chairs and a little coffee table in between. That's weird. That's a little different. And then we have a flat screen TV. Looks like a... Let me just do a measure. Good God, it looks like a... I'm no expert. It looks like a 40 inch, actually. And under the TV is a DVD player. Yes, DVD player. I think it has Sky. I don't really watch too much TV when I'm on these trips. I'm usually doing things on the computer or sleeping. And directly next to the TV is a huge window. And I mean, it's huge. The window starts from over here. Now, I'll keep walking, and I turn the corner, keep walking, turning a corner again, walking, and I just kick the table at the same time as I stop. That's the end of that window, so it's quite a big window. Part of it, to be fair, is a balcony. I think. Maybe not in this one. I don't think so. It's all window. Yeah, it's all window. So there's a lot of curtains, a lot of public space, so I've got to be very careful and not scare people walking by if I forget to pull the curtains. We wouldn't want to do that now, would we? Oh no, there is a... Oh no, okay, I take it back. There isn't. Oh, yes, there is a ranch slider. So let's have a look. Let's see what is... We'll open up the ranch slider, shall we? Why not? We'll step outside. And, there's a little covered area. No chance of me falling off because there's a rail above it. And it's quite nice out here. If I walk along, there's one of those little resin chairs. There's only one of them. So I could sit out here if I wanted to and look at the stars and all that stuff. Okay, that was fun. We'll get back in. We'll come back inside. Pull the curtain. In a really awkward position because you've got to pull the curtain past the door, but the TV gets in the way, so you don't want to knock the TV over. Never mind. And if I go back to... I'm going back to the door just to give you a starting point. Go back to the door. square off again, and if I walk straight ahead a little bit to my right, we have a bed. It's a king size double, if they ever exist. It's not a double. It's bigger than one of those. And there is another over here. It's two of them. And in between them, there is a table. And there's a table on the other side of either bed with lampshades. Has electric blankets, which all of them I unplugged, because the only things I want to be plugging in is the fan, my laptop, and that is all. So, yeah, I think that about covers it, really. Interesting description of my room, but there we go. Rather a long, pointless boo too, so I wonder if anyone has decided to listen to the whole thing. So I'm going to go now because I'm going to unpack, plug in the laptop, and I don't know, check some emails and just relax for a bit. So look after yourselves, everybody, and I will talk to you again, no doubt, at some point. Bye-bye.